Fergus, since he was a baby, Bo Columbus has had a lacrosse stick in his hand. The Fergus native began playing the sport at 3 years old and grew up with the game always playing a part. He'd step on the floor during intermissions at Alora Mohawks, Jr. B. or Orangeville Northmen, Jr. A. games, in front of packed houses each time, and he'd look on and marvel at the attention. When you're out on the floor as a little kid, you're always dreaming to, instead of just being out there with your helmets and gloves, throwing the ball against the wall, actually playing and doing something out there, he told Alora Fergus today. It's kind of cool to see that all come together and transpire. Columbus stuck with it, and he not only became one of those junior players, but he has reached further heights as an NCAA Division I player, and also represented Canada in a key role at the U21 Field Lacrosse World Championships last month in Ireland. I was one of those kids who always had a tough time choosing which sport they like more, hockey or lacrosse. It was all dependent on the season, he said. Then, I got the opportunity to go down to school in Connecticut, go to prep school there, so I went there for my 4 years of high school, which was a great experience. And I think there is when I really decided I want to take lacrosse and go as far as I can with it, for as long as I can. He ended up developing a knack for face-offs, and when the coach at Avon Old Farm School asked who could take them, Columbus put his hand up. He got to work on fundamentals with coaches, and took his face-off game to another level. So much, Canada came calling and he got what he called a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity in Ireland, helping the team to a silver medal. I'm extremely grateful for the ability I had to go over there and represent my country and wear the red and white, which was an absolute honor, he said. Columbus was Canada's face-off specialist, and was one of the best in the tournament, winning 64% of the draws he took. That was the third best percentage among those who took at least 100 face-offs. The trip capped off a busy summer of box, arena, lacrosse for Columbus. He began with the OJLL's Kitchener-Waterloo Braves, Jr. A, but was traded in mid-June to St. Catharines and finished up the OJLL year in mid-July. He then got the chance to play a game as a call-up for the Peterborough Lakers of Major Series Lacrosse, SR. A, competing with and against some of the best players in the world. The MSL is a summer box lacrosse league, primarily featuring professional players from the National Lacrosse League. Those guys are incredibly skilled, and playing with the best of the best is always fun, and it is what the goal is at the end of the day, he said. But while his ultimate goal is to reach the NLL, Columbus has some work to do, with his second season with Robert Morris University, NCAA Division I, beginning in February 2023. It's the business and economic major's second year at RMU, after transferring from Mercyhurst University, NCAA Division II, before the 2021-22 campaign.